The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Mick Schatz,
streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
On a state championship Thursday, it's high noon here inside the SWBC podcast studio. Another edition of Mix Shots. Bill Jones, Everson Walls, Mickey Spagnola, who once upon a time says he was a part of a state championship tennis team in high school.
No, I did not say that.
I was going to say I don't
You watched your high school tennis team win state.
No,
something like
I did
that.
Not say that. I said we went to state.
You went to state. You didn't win state. Okay.
They went to watch state.
And that's right.
They went to watch it. They just went to
That's right. And our state championship games being played at AT&T Stadium today, tomorrow, and the next day. I understand Refurio is behind right now.
Refurio.
Oh, no.
Not Refugio.
Not Refugio. Yes. Refurio from down south.
That's not six-man football?
No. It's 11-man now. Okay. Six-man was yesterday.
All right. Mm.
All right, and there are more than six men on the football field right now. The Cowboys practicing outdoors today, and it's a big practice, too.
12:05. Unfortunately, we're in here. We need to be outside.
Unfortunately, come on, man. We're bringing it to the people.
No, right. We need to be outdoors.
No, the good news is that at 12:15, we will have a break, and Mickey will go spy on practice
and see watch
who's
stretch.
Lining up at right tackle.
Yeah, you'll go watch them.
I'll go watch them stretch.
Let's go watch him warm up.
You think that the who's playing right tackle is going to be determined by practice reps?
Yes.
It should be.
That's what
I think the head coach has said that for 3 days, right? We follow the practice reps. So we'll see how that goes. They have many alternatives, but I still think the simplest one is get ready Tyron Smith to play right tackle.
That's it.
That's what you're voting for.
That's what I'm voting for.
In Jacksonville on Sunday?
For a couple series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. But let him get his legs underneath him, and then maybe for Philadelphia on Christmas Eve.
Do you think that when they walk out there, the media, they will see him at right tackle? That's the question.
They probably won't do anything to expose what they're doing at right tackle. They'll wait until they're gone.
He'll be on the ropes with Britt up until we
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the plan – okay, let's get beyond Sunday.
All right.
Let's get beyond even Christmas Eve. Let's get to the playoffs. And assuming everyone is healthy, what is your tackle situation in the playoffs? Who's playing left tackle? Who's playing right tackle? Who's playing left guard? We're going to assume Biotis and Martin are at center and right guard. Okay, who's playing that after the Cowboys earn the first round bye, the divisional playoff round of the playoffs?
I love it.
Because I'm still on that bandwagon.
Yeah, buddy.
Got a lot of winning to do to get there.
Just got to win. Just win.
Just got to win.
Just win.
One at a time.
You explained it yesterday. Just win, and that means you beat the Eagles, and then have the Eagles lose one game, and you're in.
And be on the roll going in.
I see no reason why to upset the entire offensive line to get one guy on the field. So, to me...
One guy meaning who?
Tyron Smith.
He's not just one guy.
He's two?
He's big as two. but he's also the guy. You know, if you were just talking about another offensive lineman.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
But you've won 10 games with Tyler Smith playing left tackle. So, just put Tyron at right tackle. It seems simple to me. Because if you put him at left tackle, then you're putting Tyler Smith at left guard. And then
you got Jason Peters at right tackle with Josh Ball.
Yeah. No, Tyron Smith is at
No, I'm saying if you put Tyron Smith at left tackle, then you're making all those other moves.
Yeah, it got too many moves to make. So just simplify it. To me, now, I'm not watching all the practice and the reps and grading film, but... you know, will Tyron Smith make that big of a difference at left tackle?
Has Tyler Smith ever played right tackle?
No.
I don't think so. I think he was left
tackle.
That's
why he's been a strictly a left side player this year. That's why they kept him on the left side, just whether it's playing left tackle or left guard. And
well,
he's
not an old dog yet. Can you teach him some new tricks?
Yeah.
Well, he's old now in the NFL. He's got 13 games under his belt, right? Because if you do it the other way, then who's playing right tackle?
It's either Jason Peters or Josh Ball or a combination thereof.
Yeah, I don't know that you want.
Aviante Collins was active last game.
Yeah.
And so Tyron is of the mindset, just put me anywhere.
I think so.
Ball.
I don't think
he handled it as a 20-year-old rookie.
I don't think he'd come in and say, no, I'm left tackle.
So it hadn't been posed to him yet.
I bet they talked about it.
I thought maybe someone would come out and ask him already.
Well, you don't ask Tyron Smith.
We talked about that last week.
From our standpoint.
You only.
Well, maybe you can ask the coach if the coach has talked to him.
Only if Tyron offers it will it get.
You'll get a grunt, right?
Stoic was the word that was used in the press conference.
Yeah. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Todd Archer asked the question about it. He described him as stoic.
Stoic.
Yeah. So that he said, Todd said he's, shall I say, stoic. And he doesn't say much to us. How excited is he to get back?
Oh, I'm sure he'll smile and say, yeah, really. Yeah.
That means he's excited.
Man of few words.
Uh-huh. That's right. Gentle giant.
And it's okay as long as he plays the way he plays, right?
I'm going to find that video of him dancing one of these days.
And Mike McCarthy said he's got the perfect PR stance. You know, he does a great job handling PR.
I just don't know that you want a 40-year-old tackle that hasn't played all that many snaps this year suddenly starting and playing 100% of the snaps at right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And that means 60 to 70 a game. I don't see it. Me. They might.
So then on Sunday, if Tyron is available to play, if he is active, and playing in the game, you anticipate that he would be starting at right tackle?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
If McCarthy says we're following our practice reps, he said he needs a couple practices in pads. Today will be the first one. Next week would be the second one, if indeed they're in pads, because it's a Saturday game, right?
That's right.
And he might back off and say, no, I got to get my guy's legs underneath me.
Right.
And then the problem is, and then maybe one padded before you go play Tennessee on Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that, considered another short week?
It is a short week.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Even
it's shorter than Saturday. Next week.
Right. Yeah. So I just judging the way they've done previously and not knowing what they've, doing, usually guys need 2 weeks of practice in practices with pads before they play a game after being out for look how they treated Michael Gallup, right? That was almost 3 weeks.
Right.
I think he used all his ramp up before. And then the other thing is when you activate him, you got to cut somebody probably because they just signed a cornerback to the roster. Or
Waiver claim,
I should say. Travion.
Trayvon Mullen.
Trayvon Mullins.
Singular Mullen.
Mullen. Yeah. Mullen. Who's a Mullins?
There are many Mullins out there.
That's not the
it's
football.
It's usually Mullins.
Is it the football coach at Florida? Is it Mullen? Mullen.
Yeah, he's a singular. Dan Mullen.
Mullen.
Yeah.
Both
okay.
Mullen.
They're not related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I had a feeling that was accurate. So – yeah, so you gotta find room for guys, and now you're cutting somebody. And they've got those other corners on the practice squad. If any of those kind of show up, this guy only played 5 games last year. Vegas, he had foot injuries. And then he's played.
You're talking Trayvon Mullen.
Yeah, and then he's played 8 games this year. And maybe one of the reasons he got cut was he wasn't starting. When they traded for him, they gave up a 7th that can become a sixth after if he plays 10 games. They cut him after eight. So maybe they thought
and
that.
And that's a 4-9 team that cut him.
Yeah. And so they're
Arizona.
They're not going anywhere and might as well protect your draft.
I got to let go by 1-15 team. don't judge the man like that. Okay?
No, I like it.
You can't get much worse than that.
I love the fact that there may be an underlying reason why he was let go by the Cardinals and maybe not just his play, whatever.
It had to do with not giving up
a seventh-round draft pick.
Why is everybody so dressed up today?
It's a sixth round.
That's their show. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
If it was Dress Up Thursday.
Yeah, we missed it. Well, Bill didn't. Yeah.
It's my dress up day, too. Trayvon Mullen, by the way, another product of Clemson University.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now the Cowboys have Jayron Kearse as well as McKenzie Alexander, who they signed last week to the practice squad, and now the waiver claim of Trayvon Mullen.
So
they love Brent Venables' players.
Is there an ACC connection?
No, I was wondering if that's their entire secondary when they won a national championship.
You know,
or played in it.
That's he came into the he was at Clemson 2016, 17, and 18. So he was a part of two national champion teams. Kearse actually was not on. And I got to look up Alexander as well.
I think Alexander
was on maybe on the 2016 team, but Kearse was he came into the league 2015 or
2015.
So.
Yeah. I was going to say 2016. So yeah. So anyway,
The other thing on Mullen, he is a bigger corner. He's 6'2".
Okay.
And McKenzie Alexander is that slot guy, 5'10", 5'11" guy.
Yeah, he looked like he was about 5'11", quick footed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, quick-footed.
Right.
Everything was a quick burst with him.
Right.
He started 31 of 45 games in his career, but the majority of those were with Vegas, I think his second and third year, maybe.
Second-round pick, 40th overall by the Raiders.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock liked him.
Yeah, that's why Mike Mayock. He's back in the broadcast booth, by the way.
He and Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Herm Edwards, by the way, showed his butt on TV the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And when I say that, I mean he pretty much showed where his bias lies in regards to the Cowboys, Eagles, and who's the better team. And, you know, he was upset about how Cowboys are always talking about how they believe they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And, boy, he really ranted on that one. I hadn't seen him back on TV in a while since his storied college football coaching career, but he really came up and jumped right into the fray.
You think these guys actually read stuff?
They do not.
Or they just have
they
a perception?
Do not. They do.
Because there's nobody.
They have a bias. It's not a perception.
Just because those guys in the locker room say, yeah, our goal was everybody's goal.
Everybody,
to go to the Super
Bowl, every fan says their team's going to the Super Bowl. That's the way it goes.
But they hear Jerry
so
say it,
right.
And then it's like the whole team is saying it.
But they'll kiss Jerry's butt when they see him, but they'll dog his product.
You know, is anybody going to criticize Mike McCarthy saying, you know, the goal is to win 11 games? I mean, when you win 11 games, then you kind of know who you are, right? Now that it's a 17-game season.
Right.
It used to be 10, and that was the barometer. There's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing.
Oh, no, he ranted. Oh, he ranted about
Well, how, you realize that the Cowboys are the upset pick this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody's, yeah.
Because they haven't been playing very well.
To get upset,
They've been struggling.
It's such hope out there for that.
Yeah.
They're hopeful.
That's a lot of it, right?
There's a hope for it.
What
happened to the unbiased opinion?
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, what I'd like to see is how much T.Y. Hilton does today,
because
he sounds like he's ready to go. Jerry sounded like he was going to hit the ground running. So does he need ramp up, or can they send him out there for a couple plays? It dawned on me after our show, and stop me if I said this yesterday, because I said it on a radio show, that It kind of reminded me of what DeSean Jackson did.
Stop.
I did. Yep. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure.
They went deep on him like three times. And yeah. One of them for a touchdown. And yes.
One for a what? P.I.
There
in the
go.
End zone.
There you go. We
so can T.Y. Hilton, that's kind of, you know, he doesn't have to play 40 snaps. Just get him out there for 20.
Here's what I see with him. And someone said it yesterday, and it's exactly what I was thinking. When Amari Cooper came in, it was instant success, instant improvement and connection between he right. and Dak Prescott. Because of the veteran leadership, the veteran way he carries himself, his ability to run precise routes, knowing exactly where he wants to be, and then you can have those trust of faith throws, as Jerry called it, in regards to Dak and CeeDee Lamb. This guy, T.Y., is that person.
Right.
In the slot, a smart, smart receiver. He should bring immediate impact on our third down success. And when you look at some of the comments made by his quarterbacks, these are guys that they don't have any loyalty to him anymore. But, what's the old man that he just had that with the Colts?
Luck?
I can't believe I can't remember the quarterback's
name. You mean
the
quarterback? Well, Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, thank you. Philip Rivers. Oh, my God. He talked about him so much about what a professional he was, and that is a true wide receiver. He's a true veteran wide receiver. I think the improvement, and Oliver Luck also said something along the fact of one of the things that he misses about playing with the Colts is playing with T.Y. Hilton. I mean, they just ask him, what do you think about him? And these are the comments that came out yesterday. So this is how he's thought of by his peers. Guys that owe him nothing anymore. When you look at how Cooper came in and they just immediately had a connection, man, I don't want to jinx it, but I really think that this is the same scenario.
The only difference is Cooper was playing the entire season.
Yes.
This
yes.
guy hasn't played since last year.
And Cooper right. was like 7 years younger.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah,
8 years.
I think he can help him. I just don't know. How quickly, mm-hmm. like how soon do you want
and
to
the,
put him
the
out
other
there?
Thing,
I think he'll be where he needs to be. And that, to me, is important.
Right. But you also want to make sure that he is ready to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because at 33 years old, you want him healthy a month from now.
Yeah, yes. You don't want the first tackle right. to knock him out for right. 4 weeks.
Or right. just the first time he comes off the
yeah.
you know, line of scrimmage. Well, just, or muscle just, pull
and
or
you've
something.
Seen it. He's a very special receiver.
Yes.
Everything he does is instinctive. You talk about getting knocked out and getting hit and things of that nature. He's always been able to avoid the big blow, like Dorsett was able to do at his size, understanding
right.
his limitations physically. That's just what they do. They know instinctively how to go into a situation and coming out of it safely.
You know, Jerry kind of echoed what you said on Tuesday, saying he's a veteran receiver, so he knows the routes. It's not like they're going to come up with different pass routes,
nope,
right?
Nope.
He knows what they did at the Colts. It's
and it's
not
the, it's
that
the
much
it's the combination.
Here.
It's the route right. within the combination.
Yeah.
He knows. He understands the idea of it. You know, the scheme behind it, and that's what you want with a veteran receiver.
And I would imagine Dak will have instant trust with him.
That's my point.
But you don't need him out there for 60 snaps a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him 30, 20. Whatever, you know, your third receiver.
The safest route for him to run is a nine.
Right?
yeah.
Just go straight.
Just go straight.
You ain't got a plant or anything. Just like DeSean Jackson,
that.
Right?
Here we go. Stop. Like Bill said it. Stop.
All right.
All right. Well, it's time for you. Yes, you need to go check and see who's playing right tackle for the Cowboys this
peak
with a K on the end of it. We come back here on Mix Shots.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a three-hour-long ritual of jumping, singing, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Back to Mixed Shots.
K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing. Proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, from corporate homes to your home. Have your roof checked by chance, not by choice. Not by chance. Call now. 214-225-4860. KPostCompany.com. There you go. That was
very good.
Very adequate.
Very good. Adequate.
We won't tell
right.
Spags.
Mickey's back from his peak.
We won't tell him. From his peak. There you go.
Well, what's going on that practice field there?
A lot of individual drills going on right now with the offensive lineman, but I did see 71 out there, and he had pads on.
Okay. 77. Lyle Collins is back?
Yeah.
So 77's out there with pads on.
Pads on.
For the first time since whenever.
Since he hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I take that back because – when they were out there doing stuff before practice, some of the drills he was doing was with pads
with
on.
With pads on.
You see
that counts.
He wasn't hitting anything. You know, I forgot to look for him, but I assume.
So that counts as a padded practice.
Yeah, well, it was a padded rehab, let's put it that way.
Well,
he'd been
go.
Rehabbing in pads,
By the way, our producer, Supreme, has sent me the college snaps of Tyler Smith. The question was posed last segment about Tyler Smith. Has he ever played right tackle? In college, he had 1,778 snaps at Tulsa. 1,776 of them were at left tackle, and two were at left guard.
Gee, I wonder what the heck happened. Somebody was getting their butt kicked over there on the other side. Hey, Tyler, go handle that for us.
No, it wasn't the right. It was left guard. It was the other two was the left guard. He never went to the right
side.
Never went to the right side.
He's a left offensive lineman. Just
and like I think he was like a defensive lineman at North Crowley High School.
Yeah.
So it would not be prudent to give him his first snaps.
Mm-hmm.
That was never posed.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Where do we
saw this? It was very interesting with Jacksonville.
Yes.
By the way, 5-8.
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence has lit up the field in November.
Mm-hmm.
He's been awfully, awfully good. But what stuck out to me is the Jaguars lead the league with number of times they have shut out the opponent in sacks. Six games, they've given up no sacks.
Only 23 total on the season, I think.
And they're all for him, by the way, for Lawrence. As a matter of fact, they're tied. They have 23 sacks, and their opponents have 23 sacks. So he has not been sacked all that much, although the Cowboys are, you know, better than that. I think Dak's only been sacked nine times, maybe. I wrote it down. Hang on.
I figured that they had more sacks on defense than that. But they haven't. 23.
23. It was a tie.
They got number one pick in the draft, Trayvon Walker, who has 3.5 sacks, I think.
So Dak's been sacked 9 times, and Cooper Rush was sacked 7 times. So the Cowboy quarterback's been sacked 16 times.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That is not bad.
Really
at all.
Good, especially when you got 48. And by the way, they no longer lead the league because the Eagles have 49.
Okay.
Mm.
I love it.
It's what happens when you get shut out.
I love it.
Ought to make them mad. But, yeah, I was just reading this stuff about Lawrence, and it was pretty interesting.
His last 5 games now, is it? He's got 10 touchdown passes and no interceptions.
So.
And I think are they 3-2 during that time?
He's got 6 consecutive games with a passing touchdown. Mm-hmm. He threw for 368 yards, the most by any player in franchise history against the Titans. Now, I don't know if that meant against the Titans or they did it against the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Since the month of November, Lawrence ranks first in the NFL in completion percentage, 71.8, second in NFL in passer rating, 111.7, tied for 6th in passing touchdowns with 10, and ranked 7th in passing yards with 1,362. So they've been throwing the ball pretty well.
I've watched them play. And Lawrence, to me, can I call him Sunshine?
Sunshine?
That's what they call him, Sunshine for some reason. I think it's something to do with the Titans movie with Denzel Washington. But Sunshine himself has really been playing well, I think, especially depending on, when you look at the team that he's playing with. He's a guy, he reminds me a lot of Joe Burrow. Very daring in what he does. Uh-huh. He's not afraid. He won't back down from anyone. I don't care if it's getting sacked. I don't care if it's throwing it into a tight hole. He's a guy that I think is going to warrant extreme caution against him, because he can blow you out if you're not careful.
He's got arm talent.
He does, and he gets it out quickly, which is something we just got accustomed to last week.
Right.
He's tall. He's definitely taller than the quarterback that we just went up against.
6'6".
And he is a dynamic player. To me, he's a winner. I really think he's a winner.
And by the way, he'll pull it down and run,
yes,
too.
That's why he reminds me of Joe Burrow, because of that.
He's averaging 4.7 yards a carry. Here's another anomaly for them. They have scored 294 points. Averaged 22.6 a game. They have given up 294 points.
Oh, God.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I had to double check. I said, maybe I didn't see it right? No, it's 294 and 294. So
there's the exact number?
Yes.
I thought you said 296 and
no,
294.
No, 294.
Wow.
So,
see, a team like this, I'm glad that the stats are glaring.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to worry about, I'm hoping, a letdown.
Get your attention.
Get your attention. And you're going down to Florida. I don't know what the weather is there. It's always hot and humid. I remember seeing down in Gainesville when Emmitt Smith was in college, and his jersey always looked soaked. And it wasn't just from him, from his own sweat. It was just from the humidity itself in the city. And so they're going to be tested. They're going to be challenged. And I hope they come in there ready to play in hot weather, because
plus,
that can affect your performance and your mentality as well.
The Cowboys have never won in Jacksonville.
Well, how many times did they play there?
Once.
Okay.
Gerard?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
He beat him.
Number 8.
Yeah, I remember being there that day.
He was a good player.
He played like Johnny Unitas in
that
game.
He was a good player.
They beat the Cowboys 24-17 in 2006. Yeah. And the other time they played him, not in Dallas, was in London in 2014.
Did we win?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So we have never
beaten.
Yeah,
we won.
It says.
That was the Joseph Randall game, wasn't it?
This was their.
What year was that?
This was their deal.
Gotcha.
It had an L.
What year?
2014.
Yeah, it's Joseph Randall's game.
It was Randall's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you say Randall's game.
He had a big game against Jacksonville in London.
Okay.
The only big game of his career, I think.
Dez Bryant had a big quarter, if you remember correctly, in that game.
Yes.
He had other big quarters in his career, though.
Well, no, he had like the biggest quarter in Cowboys history. I think he had like 185 yards in one quarter.
That was the game.
And like two TDs, I think.
That was the game he almost missed because he was almost late for the bus to go to the charter.
That's correct.
That was the one game.
Now you got to pay for you. What if he would? Yeah. What if he would have missed it? He would have had to cover his own way to London.
The bus was leaving for. We had to go through security in the. It was at the ranch, right in the cheerleaders' dance room.
I remember that. I was staked out outside. We were getting video of the team departing
right?
to go to London, and whoever, Brett Kelly or Bill Ellis, my photographer, CBS 11, were sitting there waiting. Why isn't the bus leaving? And then about 30 minutes later.
30 minutes.
I don't know how long it was.
No,
15 minutes. I don't know what it was.
We were supposed to depart.
Here comes Dez.
We were supposed to depart at 4 o'clock, and I think at like 3:58, he pulled into the parking lot, but he had to go through security.
Right.
See, that makes sense because I was doing live shots outside Valley Ranch that Cowboys about to depart for London. You see the scene behind me. We don't know why. The bus has not left yet. It's breaking news here. Oh, now we figured out why.
That was when I got caught. I got caught. Well, not caught, but I was telling a joke because we were in London and I was having problems with my computer. So I had to get another charger. So I was sitting where all the Cowboy offices were in this hallway. And we were supposed to get on the bus to leave for practice at 11:30. And about 11:25, Broadus calls me and goes, "You coming to practice?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, it leaves at 11:30. I said, "It's 11:25. He goes, "Well, it's almost there." I said, "I am on Dez Bryant time.
Okay.
11:30 means
you are
11:30,
not as important
right?
as Dez Bryant.
I said,
you better start realizing that."
And just when I said it, Jason Garrett comes walking down the hall of me. And
oh, well, you're good then.
Right? Yeah.
You're cool.
11:30 is 11:30.
By the way, that game against Jacksonville in 2014, Dez Bryant had 6 catches for 158 yards and 2 touchdowns, both those touchdowns coming in the second quarter of that game. And Joseph Randle had 7 carries for 56 yards and a touchdown,
there
including a 40-yard touchdown run. The Everson, you asked about the weather in Jacksonville Sunday.
Yes, sir.
What would you determine it would be in December, a warm to hot day in Jacksonville?
Anything over 65 degrees with 80% humidity.
Well, you're in luck. Because the high in Jacksonville on Sunday, 57 degrees with a low of 40. It can get cold in Jacksonville.
Yes, it can. Yep.
It's a 1 o'clock start, though, in Jacksonville.
That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, sometimes late afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
When you're on the water, it gets cold.
That's right. That's right. All right, we continue. Do you think you can – is it legal for you to go sneak another peek out there?
Well,
okay,
just...
he's going to take another – peek.
Or I'm acting peek. Like I'm walking to the training table.
Back in a moment on Mix Shots.
Peek.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh. She's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey.
Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. 5 times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling. United Ag and Turf for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Christmas sip and stroll at the Star. Snag your Christmas gifts while enjoying festive sips during the Christmas sip and stroll in the Star District on December 15th. Enjoy your holiday tastings, Christmas music, and photo moments, exclusive shopping offers, complimentary gift customization, carolers, hot cocoa, and much more during our sip and stroll featuring 15-plus participating shops and restaurants. Visit thestardistrict.com to get your tickets.
When is that again?
That is
December 15th.
December 15th.
What day's today?
December 15th.
Today.
Go. Today.
All right. And what time?
It is, it doesn't say.
Probably all day long.
Yeah.
All day. Sip and stroll here at the Star in Frisco.
Let's go.
What are they sipping again?
Hot cocoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's keep it that way. You don't want too much sipping around.
All right. Mickey, back with another report from the practice field.
I can confirm that Jerry Jones is walking out to practice right now.
Is he usually at practice?
Yeah. He comes out every now and then.
Okay.
When he doesn't have business.
Yeah. I don't recall seeing him out there.
Oh, yeah. He comes out. So the media was just walking off. And if they were paying attention, the offensive line was still doing some individual drills. But I did see them line up five across, and 77 was at right tackle.
Ooh, we got breaking news here. So they're lined up. Okay. Wouldn't be considered first reps in practice.
It wasn't team. It was against the other offensive line playing the defensive line.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not practice.
Right.
So, and again, that could be the acclimation period, right, before they actually get into doing something.
So it comes with a major qualifier there.
Yes. I don't want anybody to say, oh, breaking news.
I just did breaking news. I'll have to retract that breaking news.
Get the sounder out there.
Yeah. All right. So do you think that what happened and the way in which the Cowboys won the game over the Texans last week, how does that affect this week's game against Jacksonville as far as their mindset goes?
I think you have confidence, but you also realize the urgency. Because if you think about it, to come out with your synopsis there on how they're going to win the East, they can't lose. And I could remember in 93 when the Cowboys lost the opening two games and then, as defending Super Bowl champs, lost the two games Thanksgiving Day to Miami and the game before. They had four losses, I think, at that point. Or one, two, three. Yeah, because they finished 12-4. Jimmy Johnson basically threw down the gauntlet and said, we got to win out.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked their tails off to the point, they were nearly exhausted. And they won out, but didn't win out until the final game of the year in overtime against the Giants to win the East and get home field advantage. Had they lost that game, they would have been second place, and they wouldn't have had home field advantage all the way through. So the gauntlet that Bill threw down is you better go on a, what is it, six-game winning streak, seven? How many in a row have they won right now?
Is it four?
Four right now, and you got to win four more, right? That means
basically, yeah,
you got to win.
That's right. What will amount to an 8-game win streak to close the season,
which is not easy.
No, but you're halfway there right now.
But you can't get to 8 unless you get to 5.
Mm.
And this is the 5th one. I think they understand the significance. I think people are overreacting with all this upset special, Jaguars over the Cowboys. And they're going to have to play because I think they're going to get a really good test from Jacksonville.
Anytime the Cowboys come in, they're getting a good test.
If they're 5-8.
Especially against a talented team.
If they don't win out, they're not getting into the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? Because there's one, two, I think there's like 4 teams. Hang on. 1, 2, 3. There's 3 teams at 7-6 ahead of them. New England right now, by however tiebreakers they've used, mm-hmm. would be the 7th seed at 7-6. And then the Chargers are 7-6, and the Jets are 7-6. And then Jacksonville, Vegas, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh are all 5-8. So they understand the significance of every game they play going forward.
Yeah, this is
– So you're going to get their best shot.
Well, Bill was asking about what did this last game do for us. Well, first of all, to put things into perspective, it lets you know you're not all that you thought you were. And the second thing is you have an offense – really, you have a team that when they put their mind to it, they can win any game that they want to win. When they put their mind to it, they made the stops that needed to be made. Not just one time. They did it twice. When it came down to it, and not only that, they topped it off with a 98-yard game-winning drive. They need to go back to that mindset. Okay, I don't care how they practice, but they need to go back to that mindset of being able to win no matter what the situation. And I'm not talking about impossible tasks. I mean, put yourself in position to have that opportunity and then take advantage of it. Happens every week. You know, you got a quarterback sitting back there. He can't do anything. His defense gives him a spark. He takes it at the end of the game. Game over. Now, I don't know how many game-winning drives Dak Prescott has.
18.
And compare that to who? I mean, what
Tony Romo leads with 24.
Okay, so I mean,
in the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't mean in the Cowboys. I mean in regards to
in the rest of the league.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they talk about how we need this more from Dak. If I recall, at one point Dak had better passes under pressure than any quarterback, and he had at that time 17 game-winning drives, and not to mention just the game-winning drives, guys. What about just go-ahead drives where the defense eventually gave it up in the end? See what I'm saying? Go-ahead drives also are important because those, of course, are potential game-winning drives. So you have to look at how many times Dak did that as well. So, and I don't mean just Dak, but I mean offensively. And when he was able to do that, when they were able to do that, they had an entirely different wide receiver crew. So it's a matter of trust when it comes down to doing that in the past. Now he has to trust the wide receivers that he have right now. This team has to trust the offensive line, the running game, the execution down the stretch. You can say what you want about quarterback, wide receiver, but the entire team has to execute to have a game-winning drive or to have a go-ahead drive. So it's all about the team. I keep on mentioning Dak, and I'm trying to correct myself because it's all about the rest of the team coming along and making a unified effort.
So here's your list. His game-winning drives, 2016 through 2022. I mentioned it was 18. He's tied for 7th most in that time period. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr has 28, Matthew Stafford 22, Kirk Cousins 22, Russell Wilson 21, Roethlisberger 20, and Ryan Tannehill 19.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his rookie year.
Yeah.
Starts with so, and if you're not trailing a lot, you don't have an opportunity.
There you go, mm-hmm. there you go, there you go.
So anyway, there's what you were looking for.
Here's the other thing on Jacksonville. You mentioned their playoff scenario from a wild card, but really their best chance of making the playoffs is winning the division. They just beat Tennessee on the road. If they can beat the Cowboys. Tennessee's playing at the Chargers this week, and the Chargers have a good chance of winning that game.
Yeah.
They can be, if they beat the Cowboys, they're one game back of the Titans for the division lead with 3 games to go, and they finish the season at home against Tennessee. which and Tennessee has to play Dallas 2 weeks from now also. And so they can even stub their toe,
right,
and still be in a position. If they're a game behind Tennessee going into that last game of the season, if they beat Tennessee, they win the division because they've got the tiebreaker.
And the game's
at Jacksonville.
Oh, it's in Jacksonville.
Yes, they just beat them last week by like 2 touchdowns in Tennessee.
Right.
So they're thinking playoffs.
Right, absolutely. So those other 7 and 6 teams ahead of them don't matter. The only one that matters.
They got their focused on that division.
Is Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen here of late with Tennessee, they ain't all that.
They mm-hmm. are not.
That's right.
What happened to those guys?
Yep.
Yeah, so very interesting.
I think Nate in Frisco is ready to come into the studio
here. Is it time
here.
For his show? Yeah.
It's almost time.
Time for
all right,
show.
And we're
all
out right. of time on go. This edition of Mix Shots, and we will shout at you again tomorrow.
Go Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!